WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Today, we're diving into something super important: self-care. Now, before you picture me wrapped in a fluffy robe with cucumber slices on my eyes, though that does sound pretty amazing, let me be clear. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks. It's about consciously prioritizing your well-being, both mentally and physically, to live a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there's not enough time in the day to get everything done, let alone take care of yourself? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and all you want to do is hit snooze for another hour? Guilty as charged. Well, here's the thing. Neglecting self-care is like trying to run a car on fumes. You might get somewhere eventually, but it's going to be bumpy, stressful, and likely end in a breakdown. So how do we actually prioritize self-care? It's not about adding one more thing to your already overflowing plate. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. Self-care is an investment in your overall happiness and well-being. And trust me, the returns are worth every minute. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. First things first, define what self-care means to you. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. What recharges you might be completely different from what someone else finds relaxing. Maybe it's taking a long walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. The point is, listen to your body and mind, they'll tell you what they need. Second, schedule it in. Seriously. Treat self-care appointments like any other important meeting on your calendar. Block out time for activities that bring you joy and make you feel good. Even 15 minutes a day can make a world of difference. You wouldn't skip an important work meeting, so don't skip your self-care sessions either. Third, learn to say no. This one is tough, I know, but it's crucial for setting healthy boundaries. Overcommitting yourself leads to burnout and stress, which are the opposite of what we want. Remember, it's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or leave you feeling drained. Fourth, move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it has incredible benefits for mental well-being too. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or simply going for a brisk walk. Remember, movement is medicine. Lastly, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Take a few deep breaths, savor the taste of your food, or appreciate the beauty around you. Mindfulness can help you cultivate a sense of calm and reduce stress. Okay, let's bring this back down to earth with a real-world example. Picture this. You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and social obligations. Your schedule is packed, your mind is racing, and you haven't slept well in days. Sound familiar? Now, imagine that instead of hitting snooze on your alarm and rushing through your morning routine, you take a few minutes to practice mindfulness, maybe sit quietly with your coffee, enjoying the aroma and the warmth in your hands. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses. And then, before you dive into your inbox, you do something you enjoy, whether it's reading a chapter of your favorite book, going for a quick walk, or listening to an inspiring podcast like this one. See the difference? That small act of self-care can set the tone for a more productive and fulfilling day. It reminds you that you deserve to be nurtured even amidst the chaos. So, what are the biggest takeaways here? Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Define what works for you, schedule it in, say no when you need to, move your body, and practice mindfulness. These simple yet powerful actions can transform your life, one small step at a time. Now go out there and make today amazing. Remember, you deserve to feel balanced, happy, and fulfilled.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.